Moncrief on News Talk.
The nostalgia business is constantly on the hunt for periods of time for us to feel misty-eyed about. And at the moment, it's the 90s. Even people who can barely remember that decade or can't remember it at all are aping the music and the clothes. But how would they feel about actually living through that time? About having to rent VHS tapes and look up information, gasp, in books? Henry McKean went to ask.
I couldn't believe it when David O'Leary went to take the penalty. I just couldn't believe it. I thought, no, come on.
The nation holds its breath. Yes! Ireland are through to the quarterfinals of the World Cup.
You were born in the 90s. What year?
1994.
So 1994, a great year, a brilliant year. Do you have any memories of that? Those first 6 years of your life in the 90s?
My main memories are my parents reminiscing about Italia 90.
So they have great memories of Italia 90. For you, you know, is it nostalgia or, you know, is it okay to miss stuff like the Argos catalogue, MTV music videos, Game Boys, a Sony Walkman, Discman, or even a mini disc player?
Actually, one of my main childhood memories was the year that I got a Game Boy Color from Santa Claus, and he managed to pick out a pink Game Boy with a Pokemon game,
wow.
My favorite color. Yeah, so big times.
And do you still listen to Oasis and Take That? Boyzone?
Oh, Boyzone forever. Westlife, going to see Westlife again in September.
They're kind of 99 when they, you know, they're kind of
They're
90s.
99, but I think 90s kids will identify themselves in Flying Without Wings forevermore.
My first mobile phone, it was a Motorola, ready to go. It was £100. It was probably around 1997, and each call was £1 per minute, not per second. They were very, very expensive. I thought I was the bee's knees. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your memories of the 90s.
It's a minimalist kind of fashion, because I would have been early teens. So, like, the looks were very pared back, was the total opposite to the 80s, and I loved that, and I missed that simplicity.
So you loved the fact that you could wear combat jeans.
No, not quite combat.
You didn't like combat.
No, on All
simple.
Saints. Yeah, no, they were simple, but we wore, I just loved, with the fashion scene, the Kate Moss look, Winona Ryder, Reality Bites. That, to me, that movie, that famous movie, sums up the 90s. That very, everything was just pared down. Because the 80s, which I was very
so
young, it
elaborate.
Was just so OTT and elaborate. And I just, obviously, it was such a huge U-turn. And I was coming of age, so I remember, like, Christy Turner and Kate Moss, which was these exquisite-looking women with the most simple, beautiful clothes. And then I loved, obviously, the music was great. Like, the Stone Roses were really coming up, Oasis. And then on more frivolous fun, like, you can't beat the Spice Girls.
And the Spice Girls, you know, were huge.
Yeah.
From 1996 onwards, they dominated.
I was only 14, 15.
You loved it.
I loved it,
you
yeah.
You loved girl power.
Yeah, and then I was lucky, well, I didn't think at the time, my brothers, you know, dominated the household with music, so we weren't playing much of the Spice Girls. It was all, as I said, Oasis and all the Britpop stuff.
So your brother, would he allow you to play?
Oh, he would, but they'd be slagging myself and my sister off. So there was a balance, you know, you have to have your fun, but then you have to take, you know, you had the serious end of the music. In the 90s, I think what I loved about the 90s was, like, I suppose we have a variety now, but they kind of cater to everyone, but the phones now, everything is just so available.
Instant.
Like Instagram.
And you can't hide.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember, like, you know, waiting for Vogue to be out on whatever date of the month.
Magazine.
The actual magazine.
Once a month?
Well, once a month, yeah.
Wow, and if you got to the newsagents early, you might be able to get it 3 or 4 days before the
Exactly, there was that kind of and waiting for things. Like, there was something about, like, you know, waiting for a movie to be released. Like you just said, everything is so instant now, which in the moment we're grateful for, but you then become, I know myself, you kind of are only reading things for a couple of minutes, you know, while in the 90s it was the
You could actually read a book. You could actually, you know, disappear off the face of the
That's
planet
it.
For the whole summer and no
yes.
one knew where you went.
Yeah.
Unless you might have had Hotmail email, you could have emailed them from the late 90s, or you would actually pick up the phone and ring them on a landline.
Well, that's it. No, I do miss that. And I also think the 90s, in terms of both the music and the fashion, were kind of timeless. It didn't, you know, you could, you know, now that the 90s making a comeback, the simplicity is just timeless, and that's what I love.
And the girls, the fashion models, were so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to say this, but perhaps they were more beautiful then than they are now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, the era of the supermodel. Now, it was ridiculous, and they were, you know, ridiculous.
They
the money.
They were freaks. They were so attractive.
Exactly. But what I was lovely about the famous, whatever, say there was eight of them, I can't think, top of my head, they each looked very different. Well, now, because of fillers and Botox, all the beautiful girls now, or the models now, have a similar look. What I loved was you'd have, like, obviously, you know, Cindy Crawford was fabulous. Christy turned so classical. But then Kate Moss, when she came
and
on, she was quirky.
Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell's cool. Jodie Kidd. Now, there was controversy. They were so thin, but I, so what? Like, they did then have curvier girls and stuff. But they were all so unique.
And their legs were so long.
Oh, yeah. They were fabulous. Yeah, yeah.
Here is national treasure and Today FM DJ Ian Dempsey. And a big 90s star.
Okay, so the 90s. Well, we got the internet in the 90s, the World Wide Web. And if the guy who had come up with it had decided, okay, 1 cent per search, the amount of money that would be in the kitty now at this stage. The Game Boy, the Nintendo Game Boy, there was a word game I used to play all the time. I was obsessed with it and I can't even remember what it was called. But anyway, Tetris. I was good at Tetris. I actually still have my Game Boy. It's in a drawer beside my bed. I don't know whether there are batteries in it, but it's there anyway. I started doing breakfast shows on the radio in the 90s as well. And hang on a second, I'm still doing them. What's going on there? And of course, TV. Well, the world of TV, you had Larry Sanders, you had Seinfeld. I used to love Married with Children as well. Love and Marriage, very good. And there was a thing on RTE, on Network 2, as it was called, and it was presented by somebody called Sean Moncrief, I think. And it was, Don't Feed the Gondolas. I was hooked. I love that. Bring it back.
Good evening and welcome to a special bank holiday edition of Don't Feed the Gondolas. It's special because we came in special to do it. It's been a week in which, after years of complaining about Ireland, former cyclist Stephen Roach is to move out of the country. However, he is going to leave some of his possessions here, including the large banner outside his house which reads, Sod off back to France, you miserable git.
Can I ask a question anyway? The question is that...
I'm going to ask you a question.
No, I'm going to ask you. The question is that Donegal, it was claimed in the newspapers this week, is the heart attack capital of Ireland. Now, do you think Donegal people should stop jumping out of bushes and saying boo to each other?
Is it that bad up there?
It was really the lack of social media and all the crap that we get today. We had simpler lives, less money, and everything was better.
And there was banter.
And there was banter, and there was drink, and there was crack.
Thank you. Then, it was €2 for a pint.
Yes, and it's now 7.50 or €8 in here, but we're still at it.
Time for the family portrait. Moment! Okay, here we go.
This one's going to be the Simpsons at our finest. Smile, look cheerful. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Why, you little...
The Simpsons, next Sunday.
Holy cow, I worked. You worked. Holy cow, now that's a Simpsons reference right there. Bart would say that.
Holy cow. He didn't say it first. Harry Carey said it first. And he was the announcer for the St. Louis Cardinals, you know. If somebody was hitting a home run, he'd say, holy cow.
So that's where it came from.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, yeah.
And for you, the 90s, what was it? Was it the fact that you could, you know, have an average job and still buy a house in America and get by, and now it's tough?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it was easy. It was, well, you know, we went through several houses in the 90s, I think, didn't we, Susan?
And yeah. Susan, your memories of the 90s?
Having babies.
How many babies did you have?
Well, one in the 80s and two in the 90s, and raising my children.
So busy.
Busy and just a wonderful time, really, with little children and working, and just, it was a good period of time.
And what music were you listening to?
Golly. Just, I can't even.
Did you
I
listen
can't
to grunge even?
I did a little bit. Creed. I remember listening to Creed. Have you heard of Creed?
I have. And who did you listen to?
In the 90s? Well, you're probably asking the wrong guy. I'm a bluegrass musician, and probably I started playing pretty hard in the 80s, and so all I listened to was bluegrass pretty much.
And so we both listened to a lot of bluegrass, contemporary bluegrass.
Yeah.
Elton John, on the right there. Elton John, who will be singing with his partner, David Furnish, beside him. Elton John, who the princess at the funeral of Versace was comforting, and George Michael, the singer, on the right, with the beard. Elton John, who's rewritten his famous song, Candle in the Wind, that was written for Marilyn Monroe, for today.
Now in the nave, Elton John sings Candle in the Wind, with new words specially written a few days ago by Bernie Taupin.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart.
That was Henry McCain ending his report there with a man saying the name Elton John repeatedly.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.